shortly before 7 this morning, a multi-agency operation to move the asylum seekers and their tents pitched along the Grand Canal in Dublin began. It seems to be similar to the operation in Mount Street a week ago. The government says those being moved will be brought to International Protection Service accommodation, where they will have food and showers, health services, facilities to charge phones and access to transport to and from Dublin city centre. Our reporter Laura Fletcher is at the scene, and it's almost over, is it, Laura?
Yeah, it's incredible, really, Anya. Just within around an hour, this operation lasted. I understand that the various teams that were involved, so members of the Gardaí, teams from Dublin City Council, Waterways Ireland, and the HSC, as well as department representatives, they all gathered here at around 5:30 in the morning, and that was just really before things got started. It didn't really start in earnest until between 6:30 and 7. At that point, they had erected barriers all the way around the two bridges on the Grand Canal, Hubbond Bridge and Mount Street Bridge, where since Friday, unaccommodated asylum seekers have been pitching their tents. Now, those tents grew from 40 that Friday night to 100 yesterday, and we heard Simon Harris speaking in the Dáil yesterday about how there would be an operation, and there was. And it was incredibly efficient. They had the Gardaí were lining around the block here. They had teams in high his vest speaking to the men. Very quickly, the tents were being physically removed, piled high, and then excavators were removing these tents. Some of them, I mean, less than a week old, because they'd just been received from the homeless day services in the last week since the previous operation on Mount Street, just around the corner, a week and a day ago. So there was five buses here. By 7 o'clock, the first bus had left. The men were gathering their belongings, their bags, whatever they had, not much, and were queuing for those buses, and just before we came on air, I saw the last bus pull out. All the tents are gone. Indeed, I understand that one or two tents that were being used by kind of domestic rough sleepers on the other side of the bridge were also removed. This really has been a clean sweep. And as you say, those who were staying here are among those who have no accommodation provided by the state or hadn't until today. The number of those awaiting accommodation is over 1,700. This is around 100 of those. And the group that were rough sleeping here in tents, we understand, have been moved to two alternative locations, similar to last week, Crooksling and City West. And there, as you say, they will have access to hygiene facilities, which they didn't have here, access to food in indoor settings, and security on those sites. So very similar to last week, very efficient. But again, this scene emerged very soon after the tents were cleared last week. So I'd say this operation is finished, but we have to see what happens next.
Yes, and as you say, Laura, over 1,700 unaccommodated asylum seekers, up 34 since last Friday. So given that trend, how long till the next encampment and where?
Well, this is the thing, in that, Luisa Santero of Mendicity Institute was very outspoken on the fact that when the tents were removed from Mount Street last week, that was a solution of sorts for the 300 or up to 300 who were moved from that site. But she was saying that some of her service users, who included international protection applicants who were awaiting accommodation, they were not all sleeping there. People who have not accommodation, some of them were rough sleeping around the GPO, some elsewhere, some might be, spending an odd night in a couch and then back to a tent. This is a large group. The homeless services know more really about where people are, but I've even heard John Lannan and Doris in Limerick say that some unaccommodated asylum seekers, ended up in Limerick and were looking for support from them. So, what was here was 100 of the over 1,700 500 who are awaiting accommodation. We know that the number of those awaiting accommodation seems to be going up around 100 a week on average. And we know that a lot of those who were here and removed today were among the new arrivals, and those new arrivals will continue to come. There will be a queue this morning at the International Protection Office of people looking to present for the first time. And while accommodation has been found for this group, and the Taoiseach has been very outspoken, and members of government have been outspoken about the fact that they don't feel it's appropriate that what they've called a tent city or a shanty town, to use the words of the Taoiseach, are appropriate in the city centre. New arrivals, male new arrivals who continue to come, are not being offered accommodation when they present unless they are deemed very vulnerable as a result of a vulnerability triage. Instead, they're given a list of homeless day services where they can go get services during the day. They cannot access homeless beds at night, and they're actually provided tents by day services that have agreements with the Department of Integration. So as people get tents, they're going to look for somewhere to pitch them, and we just don't know where the next place might be.
Laura Fletcher, thank you for that.